You are listening to Northwest Public Broadcasting News. I'm Mary Ellen Pitney. Franklin Pierce School District serves students in unincorporated Pierce County, just south of Tacoma. In 2021, the district established the Family Resource Center to connect families with services in their district headquarters. Lauren Gallup reports.
Just minutes away from busy Pacific Avenue is the Franklin Pierce School District admin office. Inside the nondescript gray building, a group of women are in a conference room, eating brightly colored pan dulce, laughing, and sharing with each other their trials and tribulations. Marilyn Griego's daughter just turned 8 months old. She's a first-time attendee of the group called Pan con Café, hosted by Franklin Pierce Schools.
I think definitely as parents, we kind of neglect our own social life.
Griego found out about the group when she used the diaper bank that's located at the district headquarters. It's all part of the Family Resource Center. Blanca Sayasisado is a family resource navigator for the Franklin Pierce School District. She started Pan con Café, which meets monthly.
The families that come in to pick up diapers, they're young families, and they are hungry to connect with other community members.
Day-to-day, Sayasisado connects families with different resources, like housing applications, basic food, and even a parenting class she teaches.
A lot of the families don't own a laptop, so they can come in and we sit here and navigate through or find resources, other resources.
Miyaza Wasihun is a mother of three and the reason Sayasisado started this group. Wasihun was separated from her family in the Tigray region of Ethiopia at the time.
I'm glad I found Blanca. You know, it was big thing for me to have someone just to hear my voices, and when I cry, she hugs me and, you know, she talks like it's gonna be better, you know.
The group and the center have become spaces for families to receive emotional support while also getting tangible resources. The district opened the Family Resource Center in collaboration with the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department in 2021. The idea was to create a central location for families to connect with resources. In June, the center distributed over 3,500 diapers and submitted 4 basic food applications. Claudia Miller is the Director of Family and Community Partnerships for the district. She says last month, the Family Resource Center served 125 families. Of those, 92 were returning.
Our schools often act as the hub for a lot of community center-related stuff, so they come to us anyway.
The Franklin Pierce District serves Pierce County, where, according to 2022 census data, over 8% of families live in poverty. Miller says they serve a lot of doubled-up families. Those are families living with relatives or friends, often because they want to stay in the area, even as it becomes less affordable. Franklin Pierce also has a resource request system where school counselors identify families that need more support and assess what they might need, from clothing to sleeping bags.
And it really is to eliminate any potential barrier for a child not feeling confident and wanting to come to school and be able to access their education and have the same experience as any of their peers in school.
And while the district is doing this work, the struggle is always having enough funds.
Money is not infinite, so we have to make do with what we have.
Many school districts, like Franklin Pierce, received additional relief funding to help provide support to families during COVID. But now that the pandemic is over, the money is gone too. Reporting from Tacoma, I'm Lauren Gallup.